Then I press record twice.
Okay, this is Graham at the happy hour after the MEMA Summit on October 5th in Minneapolis. We're getting all tuned up for the Viking-Packers game, but I was just about to head out the door and I ran into the SEO guru of Minneapolis, Lee Odden. How you doing, Lee?
I'm doing great, Graham. Good to see you.
Good to see you. And you had a great session today, oversubscribed, packed out of the doors once more, right?
It was fun. It was good. There were a lot of people in there. A lot of people are really interested in this whole idea of the intersection of search and social media.
Yeah, that was the title of your event. And well, give us kind of a capsule of what you had to say, because I myself couldn't get in there. It was so crowded, I couldn't get in the door.
Sure. Well, you know, I started off just by, you know, demonstrating the value of social media. And, you know, obviously we know how many people are engaging and spending their time in social channels. Search also one of the top rated, the top ROI, top conversion rate tactics. And so putting them together just makes a lot of sense. And for a couple of reasons. One, well, you can optimize the content that people create in a social context, like videos, images, and text or whatever, to rank well in standard search results. But there's search that happens within social networks too. Out of the top 20 search engines, according to Comscore in August, three of them are search functions within a social media site. YouTube's the second most popular search engine, and then MySpace and Facebook are number 19 and 20.
Now, what about Twitter search, the old surmise?
Not in the top 20.
Really?
Yet. No, I mean, it's obviously popular. I mean, yeah. And it really defines the whole notion of real-time search, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can optimize content to show people are spending more and more time searching within Facebook because they can't find what they're looking for. Well, make sure your content is optimized so they can. And then the third thing has to do with you create networks with like-minded people and you create remarkable content, you need to promote it in order for them to know that it exists if they're not subscribing. Or if they're publishers like bloggers, if they are notified either through Twitter, a Facebook status update, a LinkedIn update, or an RSS subscription, that will let them know this remarkable content exists and they'll then know to link to it, and those increased links boost up search engine rankings.
Yeah, so these are the ways that people promote things, or how do you recommend that companies promote their content?
I mean, well, that's another thing that I talked about is a content promotion plan and a social media strategy that's flavoring SEO. So, you know, you define your audience, what your goals are, what strategy are you going to follow, and the mix of tactics. And as you design the mix of tactics, meaning the social tools and channels you're going to use, like you know, Facebook for social networking, for example, Flickr for images, YouTube for video, and so forth, then you can make sure you add a layer of optimization. And you do keyword research with social media tags to find out what keywords are they using when they comment most often. Like, what are the most often used keywords when people tag that kind of content? What are the most common keywords they use when they search? Combine the two, and that's social media optimization.
Yeah, cool. So what you're telling me is I should probably be tagging my Flickr photos.
Well, only if you want them to be discovered through search.
Yeah, right. Yeah, tagging is everything, I suppose, huh?
Well, tagging is helpful. The way you name things, titles, annotations, and descriptions.
Yeah.
With this podcast, if you had it transcribed, that becomes text content that's quite useful for search engines.
Yeah. Well, interesting. And tell us about Top Rank Marketing, your firm. How are things going? Can you name any of your interesting recent clients? Or tell us, give us an update.
Yeah, well, we're doing great. We're about 20 people. We're on the west side of Lake Minnetonka. We're adding new clients all the time. We do work with companies as small as Marketo and as large as McKesson. McKesson is a $100 billion company.
Oh, yeah.
In San Francisco. And we're hiring. We're looking for account managers. We're looking for search marketing specialists. So, yeah,
beautiful.
It's good stuff.
It's a great story. And you're out on the west side of Lake Minnetonka. Where?
Yes, in Spring Park.
Yeah. I remember you told me that. Yeah, great digs.
It's really nice. Yeah. We're in an old building that's been renovated. and we look right out onto the lake, and it's nice.
And you speak at a lot of conferences. You are the man when it comes to conference speaking. Can you tell us some of the events you're going to be at in the next couple of months?
Or? Well, you know, speaking at conferences and blogging is really all we do for marketing. So any money I would have spent on advertising, I spend on flights and hotel.
Right, right.
And increasingly, not even on that. But coming up is the Direct Marketing Association in San Diego. And then after that...
My favorite town.
Yeah. And then after that, I'm going to New York for a PR news. And from New York, I'm flying to London for something with search engine strategies. And then after that, PRSA back in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then from there, directly to Las Vegas for Webmaster World PubCon.
For which?
It's called Webmaster World PubCon.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Very geeky SEO conference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you have to miss Blog World, I hear.
Yes,
it's a
unfortunately.
Conflict, huh?
I know. Yeah, there is. And I really wish I could go to Blog World, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, you can't. They overlap some of these events. Well, you know, you're a globetrotter for sure, and you're teaching a lot of people about how to do things right on the web, and we're glad to have you here in Minneapolis.
Thanks, Graham. I really appreciate it. You're awesome.
Hey,
you know,
well,
I mean, I follow you on Twitter, and
yeah.
And you're a real pioneer in the social media space. I mean, it's unbelievable. I saw you first with that hat and your
hat
icon,
and the leg. Yeah, right.
And I thought, you know, wow, look at who this guy's talking to, you know. And then to find out you were in Minnesota was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I get accosted about that all the time, you know. But yeah, I am in San Clemente part of the time, just north of San Diego.
Okay.
So I try to get to as many conferences out there as I can, but maybe I'll run into India at one of those San Diego conferences.
Okay, sounds great.
Hey, good talking to you, Lee.
Thanks. Have a good one.